Hey, Impact Maker. I'm Helena, the creator of the Present Teacher Podcast. And in each episode, I'm going to help you live the life you are made for through self-care, social-emotional learning, and classroom management. You know that impact you were after when you first started teaching? Well, we're going to make it happen here. Hello and welcome to the Present Teacher Podcast. My name is Helena and I am a teacher wellness coach. I empower educators to eliminate mental health stigma through classroom management, social emotional learning, and teacher self-care. I have a place in my heart for those new teachers, and can I just say, it is crazy. It is right now December 29th, New Year's is right around the corner, and this seems like a really good time for reflection. And as I reflect on the last couple of years of my life, can I just say, wow. My first year of teaching was nothing how I expected it to be. In fact, I remember one day specifically. It was the day that my kindergartners had crossed the gymnasium as they were graduating. I stood there with a mic in hand and my phone in the other as I was taking pictures, and I watched my little kindergartners walk across the floor with their little diplomas, and in a time where I should have been excited and proud, I was devastated and I felt like a complete failure. You see, I felt like a complete failure because I had got into education for a reason. I was here to make an impact. I had fallen in love with the look that kids get when they learn something new, and I was determined that as a first-year teacher, I was going to make a difference. But within my first couple months of being a teacher, did I realize how difficult that actually was. You see, I was constantly overwhelmed and felt like I could never catch up. I was drowning in to-do lists. I would be the first car in the parking lot and I would be the last one to leave. I would stay up past midnight sometimes grading, and I felt so behind and like I was drowning in to-do lists, lesson plans, and behaviors. And in the midst of that, I had missed the most important part, which was building a relationship and being there for my kids. I felt like I was so busy with everything else that I wasn't there to do what I was actually meant to do, which was teach or make an impact. And it was that day while I watched my little kindergartners graduate that I vowed that this would happen no more. I was going to change my ways. I was determined that there had to be a way to be a teacher and make a difference, all while taking care of yourself at the same time. So that following summer, I became obsessed. I took every single course I could find. I went to the library and read a bunch of books on self-help and self-care, and I learned a lot. And the more I learned, the more obsessed I became. That following school year, I started to notice something. I noticed that the other teachers in my district were having the same problems too. So I started sharing all the things that I had learned. Then I started sharing on socials, and before I knew it, I was talking to other educators from around the world, and they were all having the same problem. How do we make an impact while still honoring ourselves? So that's when I decided to create the Present Teacher. I started the Present Teacher so that teachers and students had a safe place where they could go, where they could be their authentic selves and learn it's okay to have the hard discussions and to talk about those things that not everyone else is talking about. There's such a stigma about mental and emotional health, and I want to empower teachers and students to be an advocate for not only their mental health and emotional health, but for others as well. So if this sounds like something you can relate to, let me just tell you that you are not alone and your feelings are completely valid. I am so excited to be on this journey with you, and that is why I created this podcast. On this podcast, I am going to share twice a month, sharing everything from social-emotional learning, self-care, and classroom management. Because there's so many things that, while colleges are great, that they didn't train us when we first became teachers, and I want to make sure we have those tough conversations that no one else is talking about. In this podcast, you will find simple, actionable strategies that promote you to be your authentic self. If you know me, then you know I believe in authenticity, and I believe the strategies you use should allow that too. You see, you can be that teacher that you always knew you could be and make an impact like you thought you would. And we can do that by working on it together, because we are stronger together. Thank you so much for listening. If you liked this episode, I would love it if you took a screenshot and tagged me on Instagram at The Present Teacher. Also, make sure to subscribe to get notified each time a new episode comes out. And if you have a minute, leave a review to let me know what you thought. I love hearing from you. Keep dreaming, and remember, we are stronger together.